Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk on a Friday, March 27th. A lot of exciting stuff happening today. Well, actually, not necessarily here, but in Washington, D.C. Got a chance to listen to much of the president's speech. But it's nothing like being there in person. And we had several of our friends that actually made the trip out there and got a chance to be on the lawn of the White House. And one of those is grower and James Nelson, who actually is from just south of Morehead. Probably a spud, right? Gosh, you win a hockey championship. You get to go to the White House. Good Lord.
Yep, just winning everything, I guess. So, no, it's definitely a surreal experience.
Well, James, you're what, the treasurer for the Red River Sugar Beet Growers, but or do you? I'm assuming you grow other things besides sugar beets, though, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we got sugar beets and wheat, corn, and soybeans just south of Morehead, a few miles.
And the rumor is that did you bring your son with you? Is that who made the trip?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think he was the main one invited. I was just running security for him.
Oh, so, you were the guest.
It was. Quite the experience for him. We were standing, it's the largest farm gathering on the south lawn, so there's probably 500 to 1,000 farmers from all around the U.S. there, and they have all the representatives sitting up front listening to the president and Brooke Rollins, the ag secretary, speak, and Michelle Fischbach came back, and to give her some credit, she recognized JD and she took him right up front.
Oh wow.
And they sat up front directly in the middle by John Hoven and Julie Fedorchek and the rest of our representatives from our area. So yeah, he been doing that and getting a Capitol tour, and it's quite the experience. So to be able to do that is a privilege. Sure.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing I would say, and I was telling somebody else about this. I actually got a chance to meet the vice president, which is not like being, you know, meeting the president. It's not like being at the White House. But, you know, it's just such a tremendous honor to go, whether it's Republican or Democrat or whatever it happens to be. Just being able to be there is something that I'm sure you or your son will never forget. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yes.
So
yep, it's good. Definitely quite the experience.
The next question would be is for folks that if you've never been to an event like this, it's hurry up and wait is usually the experience that I've had. So
Yes. And a lot of security. So
they
did background checks on a lot of us. And then, I think they keep our social security numbers real handy there. Driver's license and a lot of wanding and two different security checks to get through. And it took, we were there easily 2 hours early just to get through the line. Man. And, they're really, you think if you got to check in 500 people, you could do it rather quick, but, it definitely took 2 hours, many checkpoints and then security all around.
Well, they got to check those cowboy hats. Good Lord, there was about 100 cowboy hats there.
Yeah, there was quite a few. The Cattlemen's Association, and we had a pretty good delegation of sugar beet growers from all around the United States, and he says Trump was saying he's got our back, so we're hoping there's a few things in the beet industry that we need to fix. There's some tariff problems we have right now, and that needs to be taken care of right away because there's a crisis in the sugar beet area right now.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Well, give me your takeaway in general. And I'm not going to, make you remember every word, but what are some of the things you're going to remember from his, 25-minute speech that would help growers?
Yeah, it was that short. Usually everyone was planning on being there for 3 or 4 hours, but... the renewable fuel standards is going to help us quite a bit. The E15, they were going to try and get that, for a short time for having fuel, but I think E15, they were talking about putting it in year round, to do that. So that's going to help in the corn industry. I think they gave a shout out to the sugar beet industry on, having a level playing field. We can compete with everyone in the world because we are the best sugar beet farmers in the world, but we can't compete with other governments. And that's, you know, the foreign subsidized sugar is the thing getting shipped in now. And that's the thing we're struggling with, is just because it's dropped the sugar price 42%. And it's pretty crushing for our industry. But, you know, it, you know, he's going to, you know, get more cattle around the country and get things going. So, you know, actually, you know, farming's been pretty tough lately, and with prices and things like that. But to hear him speak and hear Secretary Rollins speak, it kind of gives a good glimmer of hope for us. So, you know, farming seems to always have something going on, but now it's very hopeful.
He's definitely a pro-agriculture president. There's no doubt about that.
He's
caused some strife with the tariffs and different things. I'm not putting you on the spot there. Has been some issues. We all know about that. We don't have to recount that. But one of the things he talked about, that there is going to be a need for more money. He emphasized the fact that, you know, he again said, hey, farmers are not looking for a handout. They want to be able to compete at an equal level, and they want to be able to just produce their crops and make a good living at it. That's what they want. But right now it's just not that way, and there's going to have to be some more aid. So he did mention, besides the $12 billion, he made a little joke about that, but the $12 billion, there is going to have to be some more money, and it sounds like they're working on that. Is that the sense you got that in that speech?
Yeah, I think there might be something towards the end of the year, you know, or something in the farm bill that they're trying to get through. I mean, that's the big thing. You know, he really touted the fact that they're going to get the farm bill done. And, you know, it feels pretty hopeful. We've been in a couple meetings out here this morning with the Speaker of the House and G.T. Thompson this morning, and they're very confident in being able to bring something to get voted on and trying to push the farm bill through. I know we've heard it before, but, you know, I think if we can get that through before the primary thing, it should go pretty good. So, but we're gonna need a little help. You know, we're farmers. We don't want handouts, but we also realize you know, other foreign factors are hurting us.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And I think of any of the groups right now, and even though you're on the phone with me and you're part of the sugar industry, I think you guys probably took it the hardest this last year, especially in the southern areas where the losses were just huge. I can't imagine some of the losses being able to absorb that. And, you know, it's just the farm. And it's not just a one-year thing. I mean, for sugar, this was a bad year. Last couple of years, I think, has been a little bit better than this past year. But you still grow corn. You still grow soybeans. When you're not getting anything for that either, it makes it difficult.
Yeah.
I want to ask you.
Yeah, it's becoming very stressful.
I want to ask you one other thing, because he's mentioned this a couple of times, and I hope that they do something about rolling back some of the strict regulations on farm equipment that makes it so expensive. And
he was saying some stuff about it's the DEF fluid, the diesel exhaust fluid, about taking some of the environmental restrictions off so we can run our tractors or trucks without all the environmental equipment on there. So that would reduce the cost of a tractor by a little bit. And you know, he's almost speaking to the choir on that, because we do a lot of our own repairs, and it's very difficult with the diesel exhaust fluid stuff. I mean, it'll shut your tractor down and shut your truck down, and we just want to keep working. And I don't, they're running so efficiently these days with computer systems and stuff. I really don't see a need for the exhaust fluid anymore.
James Nelson.
It looks like they're trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, James Nelson and his son JD were at the White House today, actually just left the White House. Are you back at the hotel, or where are you guys at now?
We are at US Beat right now with the group, having some pizza. We haven't eaten in a while, so having some snacks, I guess. So I just stepped into an office here to talk to you and give all the growers an update.
Did you get to see Secretary Rollins drive the tractor? Because I got all sorts of media alerts on that too. So did she drive the gold tractor?
No, I would love to have driven that tractor. It was a gold fence. It was a nice tractor, and they had the John Deere and the red, white, and blue Case IH tractor there. No, they were up top. I was hoping they would come down, but their security was ushering the whole crowd plus all the representatives out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah. And I know they got construction going on, too. I was kind of weirded out by how they set this one up, because usually when they do it on the lawn, they don't do the, you know, the announcing from that balcony. So that's what kind of threw me off. So I thought maybe the construction that they've got going on there kind of hampered things as well.
They probably could have done it down below. It was a better view of the president up from the balcony, and he could see everyone a little better. And it was trying to drizzle a little bit, but there was still construction going on. We couldn't see anything because that was all blocked off, but you can hear some driving and banging in the background.
God, can they take a break?
Working on the ballroom, I guess.
Can they take a break for a half an hour for the press conference?
You would think so, but no. It was... They're working on her.
Yeah, got to get it done. I will ask you this final question. Was the White House everything you thought it would be?
It wouldn't. So I've been by it before, and but not like next to it. You can, because you're only allowed, it's many hundreds of feet away, and it is bigger than I thought. When we got up to it, it was very tall.
Okay.
So, you know, we took a lot of good pictures around it, and you know, it. You can only get so close to it. You're not allowed to touch it, but about 15, 20 feet away. But it was a little bigger on the outside than I thought it was. At a distance, it looks real small. But I know the rooms on the inside are a lot smaller, they've talked about. But, no, beautiful building.
Okay. Well, sometimes you see these photos of, like, these historic places, and you're like, wow, that looks great. And then you actually get up close to them, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Quite the same.
We've been doing some touring around here, and it's just, it still amazes me that our democracy and everything that's happened in the last 250 years has happened within like a mile of itself.
Yeah.
So all the monuments, you know, even my son, we took a Capitol tour yesterday, and just amazed on all the events in history that have happened in the last 250 years. And you can literally almost stand in one spot and look around the entire Capitol and see it.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's been a great experience.
Pull up a map if you're wondering about what James is saying, and he's 100% right. Everything is just very, very close to one thing or another. You can spend all day walking, like, one thing after the next if you wanted to. So when do you guys head back? When do you head back, James?
We're going to fly back on Sunday. My wife had flown out today, and we're going to do a little bit of touring, because normally when we're out here lobbying, it's all work for the Growers Association. But I took an extra day that I pay for on my own, and get out here and do some touring, because my son's out here. So he'll get to see some stuff. Might be once in a lifetime for this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other part of it is there's not much you can do in your field right now anyway, so you might as well take the extra time.
It's getting closer, you know, and I got a good crew at home working. But, have to get back and maybe start on some wheat in another week.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it's always great to catch up with you, James. Safe travels. Say hi to your son and your family for us, and we'll hopefully catch up to you when you're out doing some planting and some other things later this spring.